This is Five Live.
Spoonie meets Mourinho.
You seem to have had a very successful season. I mean, people were saying Barcelona are the greatest club side that we've ever seen in my generation. Some of the football that they played, very much akin to the Brazil side of an international side, the Brazil side of the 70s. And Real Madrid won La Liga. You must be proud.
Yeah, we won, and we won with 9 points difference. We didn't win, and we didn't win because they had a bad season. Because sometimes big teams, they have a season where they lose points. They had 91 points, and with 91 points, you are champion of every league. The point is that Real Madrid did 100 points, which is called the record leagues. We beat every record in the league in Spain. And so we won because we were tremendous, because we had an incredible season. And of course, with a style that is not their style. But who told that their style is the only style? I always say they have their style, they have their culture. I don't want to have the same style and the same culture for many, many reasons. We did it, and with numbers that aren't forgettable. First of all, I'm looking for the club success. You know, as always, is the most important thing. So, if the club reach what they are fighting for, is the most important thing. So, the club in above everything. After that, in the beginning I was searching things that I was never winning before. My first Champions League, my first championship, my first cup, my first Super Cup, my first this, my first that. In this moment, I have everything. I have not just the championships, but also the cups of the all four countries.
Yeah.
I work. I have the Champions League and the UEFA Cup. Nothing left. I have everything. So the point.
So what do you keep? What makes you keep going then?
You know, as I was saying before, is the club. You know, is when I go to a club. You know, I wear the shirt. I feel the shirt like is my first one or my last one. I feel the fans as part of myself. I create, you know, eternal links with fans. You know, I go to play against Chelsea, and I go to Italy, and I feel, you know, I go everywhere, and I feel that, and I work for them. I work for the clubs. I work for the people that trust me, and the clubs become, of course, the owners and the directors, but the clubs are the fans. I think for me is one of my qualities. You know, I become immediately one of them, and I feel that I am one of them with a privileged position to fight for the club and to try to bring to all of them happiness.
And is this what happens when there's a potential problem between yourself and an owner, in that they don't always see it from the fans' point of view?
You know, to be honest, you go to my career since day one till now, and I never had problems with clubs and owners. You know, in Porto I left because I had to leave. I had to leave. My country was not enough for me with, I don't know, 38 or 37 years old, after winning Champions League and so on, was not enough for me to stay there for the rest of my career, so I had to leave. In Chelsea, I had to leave because I was friends with all of them.
The
management, and I didn't want to stay and let things go into a direction where we were all feeling was not the best direction in our fourth season. So today, and I hope, and I know they feel the same, we feel that was the best decision, because in this moment we are friends. We are friends forever, and no problems in between me and Roman and Eugene and Peter and everybody that works there. After that, in Inter was again the same situation. I felt that I needed Real Madrid because Real Madrid is Real Madrid, and because the train normally stops once to bring us to Real Madrid, and was the second time the train was stopping, and I was not coming, and I would regret. So I wanted to come. Real Madrid, the biggest club in the world. I had to come. So really, I didn't have problems or conflicts. Well, and when people knows me, they understand that if sometimes I'm not a easy person to work with, it's because I fight for my people, for the best conditions, for the players, and I fight for the club, and I fight for the fans, and I become a fan. I think sometimes I'm a fan on the dugout.
People don't get to see this enough because they think, we're just fighting against him, but it's what the cause that you're fighting for is their cause.
But the fans understand me, because if they don't, they don't have the relation they have with me.
Is winning everything?
No, winning is not everything. But the team is more important than anyone of us. That's for sure. That's for sure. And sometimes you have the feeling during the match that player cannot improve. You can have the feeling and read the situation. He didn't start well, but he has conditions to finish well. But sometimes you feel immediately the team start bad, the players start bad, and you have to make some changes. And if the result goes completely against you, you have to take some decisions and some risks. I never was afraid of that. And probably when I went to England 2004, and it looks that wasn't a long time ago, but was already a long time ago. Maybe some people was not so prepared for that kind of approach. But you know, if the relation between the manager and the players are so strong, and the players understand really what is going on the manager's mind, I think that's not a drama.
Have you, as time going on, you just touched on it there, become more in tune to the philosophical, psychological side of football?
It's an important side. And when you reach such a level of experience in football and such a level of knowledge, it's difficult to learn what we used to call more about the specificity of the game. You know, we are going to speak of big managers of 50, 55, 60 years old. The experience is so big, you know, so rich, that you are going to speak with him about purely the game. And it's not easy for them to learn more about the game. Of course, we are learning every day, but you have to try to go into other directions, you know.
Because you never stop learning about people.
Of course. And especially because year after year, you have, normally, you have new people. And nobody is the same. And to deal with one person is not the same to deal with another one. And I think this is also very, very rich. As I was saying a few days ago, I'm below 50. And
not long to go now.
Not long to go, but almost there. And I still feel so young. So I still feel I have so many so many years to go in football. But it's incredible because some of the guys that were my players, in this moment they finished their careers. In this moment they are coaches already. So I will go through many different generations. Imagine the ones of Sir Alex, you know, with, I don't know, 40 years of management, how many generations through his hands. And I can imagine he can think about the difference of personality, the difference of the people between what they were, what was a professional player 30 years ago and what they are now. So with me, will happen. It's happening already the same and will happen more. So about people, you never stop to learn, and you have to learn every day.
So the future for Jose Mourinho, we signed a new contract till 2016 at Real Madrid. The accusation in the past is that you've just been about winning trophies, not necessarily bothered about young players coming through and the legacy. But 4 years is a long contract to sign. So what is your big plan? What is your master plan for Real Madrid?
First of all, the challenge was to come here and to win and to stop that domination of Barcelona in the Spanish league. We did it, and I could say job done. But we want to not to win in an isolated way. We want to keep winning.
So it wasn't luck or fluke.
We want to go for more. Real Madrid was the biggest club of the last century, and because of results. We want Real Madrid to go in the same direction in the 21st century. So Real Madrid needs to win so much as it did in the previous century. Need to go back to European Cups again. And that's the objective of it, is to build the future of Real Madrid with a very good team that can win things now, but with a very young team that can win many things in the future. And you know, that's the challenge. And look for this stability the club never had in the last years, because it's a very difficult club. You know, such a big club and such a difficult club. You know, and that's a challenge. And I keep saying that a bigger club than Real Madrid I cannot find. It's impossible to find a bigger club than Real Madrid. A bigger challenge I cannot find too, because the challenge here is every day to be better than a club that everybody recognizes was dominant in the past six years. So I'm staying with happiness, and will come the day where I'm going to leave, or they want me to leave. That's the law of football. And when that happens, I think England will be my destiny.
And just before I let you go, do you see yourself one day managing an international side? Would you manage an international side that wasn't Portugal?
In this moment, I don't see me, because it's a complete different kind of job. In the club, you play 60 matches a season. In the national team, you play maybe 10. In the club, you train 330 days a year. In the national team, if you do it 30, I think is a lot. So it's a job I don't want to have in this moment. But it's a job that makes people full of pride, for sure, especially if you do it with your own country. And I would do it with Portugal, because I think Portuguese people wouldn't understand if I do it with another country. And I'm Portuguese, of course, as a professional, and also because of feelings you have with some people and with some other countries. You could do it with your heart too, but Portuguese men, to do it, I don't imagine myself in a World Cup playing against Portugal. I don't imagine.
Managing England against Portugal in the semi-finals.
It would be dramatic.
Jose Mourinho, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
And hope to see you back in the UK soon.
No, soon for sure. Every month.
Spoonie meets Mourinho. On 5 Live.